This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States is, in his words, locked and loaded to respond to the fiery attacks on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities over the weekend. This is after a number of drones attacked a Saudi Arabian oil plant and oil fields before dawn on Saturday, causing a massive fire. Trump tweeted late on Sunday, "There's reason to believe we know the culprit." He added he's waiting to hear from the Saudis as to who they believe was behind the attack and under what terms we would proceed. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have claimed responsibility, but U.S. officials don't believe that they are responsible for the attacks based on the direction from which the attack came. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pinned the blame squarely on Iran. He called it an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. Iran calls the charges that it was behind the attack maximum lies. Tunisians voted Sunday in their second free presidential election, 8 years after what has become known as the Jasmine Revolution. More than 7 million people were eligible to cast their ballot in the North African nation on Sunday. More than two dozen candidates ran to replace President Beji Caid Essebsi, who died in July at age 92. UAW workers threatened to start a strike at midnight. AP's Tim McGuire has more on that story.
United Auto Workers Union says its GM members are walking.
We are going on strike at 11:59 tonight.
United Auto Workers spokesman Brian Rothenberg says workers will be on the picket line at General Motors plants because contract negotiations with the automaker have broken down. Lead union negotiator Ted Crum.
The strike is about the members in Texas, Missouri, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and throughout the great nation. We're fighting for the future of the middle class.
The talks broke down over a number of issues, including wages, health care, temporary employees, job security, and profit sharing. It also follows GM's decision to shut four plants, and it would be the first against GM since a two-day walkout in 2007.
This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong threw bricks at police and Molotov cocktails on Sunday, capping another weekend of violence in the city, Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Protesters in Hong Kong threw bricks at police and Molotov cocktails on Sunday, capping another weekend of violence in the city. Police responded with water cannon and tear gas. The protests are in their fourth month. The withdrawal of the controversial Chinese extradition bill that sparked the civil unrest hasn't stopped it. Instead, it's morphed into broader demonstrations against Beijing and erosion of the island's autonomy. Protesters are also pleading for help from the West.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. The World Health Organization is calling for urgent action to end bad health care practices responsible for killing millions of patients around the world every year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports 1 in 10 patients is harmed in high-income countries. It says 134 million patients in low- and middle-income countries are harmed because of unsafe care, leading to 2.6 million deaths annually. WHO notes most of these deaths are avoidable. Neelam Dingrakuram is WHO coordinator of patient safety and risk management.
In the healthcare facilities on the system, there is a lack of patient safety culture. So lack of open communication, lack of systems to learn from mistakes and errors.
Besides the avoidable and tragic loss of life, patient harm leads to economic losses of trillions of dollars globally each year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if re-elected. He laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his base. The meeting, along with the new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex the West Bank's Jordan Valley. Annexing the area, considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining hopes for Palestinian independence. The Afghan Taliban on Sunday revoked its ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for the security of Red Cross staff doing humanitarian work in Afghanistan. A Red Cross spokesman said the organization's operations have resumed across the country. The Taliban imposed a ban on the Red Cross and the World Health Organization in April over suspicions about their vaccination programs. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.